It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. We have 23 vessels on today's Columbia River Ship Report ship schedule. And in our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory through this evening for winds and hazardous seas, both. And those two warnings tend to go hand in hand because the wind is what whips up the waves. The wind blowing over the top of the water actually creates enough friction over time to cause the waves. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the U.S. Coast Guard. And they're another one of those extremely busy but unseen presences in our maritime environment that we don't notice much from shore unless you happen to see something like a helicopter fly by or a ship go by. So they do a lot of work that that really most people don't even know about. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. First, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have two inbounders. We have eight in the Astoria anchorage area, including the port of Astoria. We have four at Rice Island, and we have nine outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a bulk carrier called the I Evolution. She's arriving from South Korea as an II captain. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage, and she will be going upriver to pick up wheat. She'll be in the anchorage by about 12:30 p.m. today. The Green Lake is a car carrier that comes into the river fairly often. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for her namesake city, Vancouver, Washington, and she has brand new Subarus on board. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. inbound. Might see her at the Port of Vancouver by 11:30 this evening. In the Port of Astoria and anchorage area, we have this morning the CS Responder. That cable ship left this morning and headed out to sea. She's a cable laying ship, which means that she has the capacity to lay telecommunications cable on the ocean floor. And so ships like this are very high tech. They go out and they repair, maintain, and install the cable that makes our internet services possible across the Pacific Ocean. So quite important stuff for all the things that we rely on, and another unseen sort of thing there. The Ranger is leaving. Looks like she's headed for Longview today from the anchorage. She's leaving at about 2 p.m. and heading up there. She'll probably arrive about 5:30 p.m. and she's going to Longview to pick up wheat. The I Evolution that will arrive today in the anchorage will leave by about 10 p.m. to go upriver to pick up wheat, and she'll be upriver in Portland by about 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning. That leaves the Daria Ma, the Vindanissa, the SBI Bolero, the New History, and the Star Helena all awaiting orders in the anchorage off the downtown waterfront. In the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, just past Tongue Point, we have the Yangtze Xing Zhang headed for Kalama to pick up wheat, leaving there about noontime, maybe in Kalama by about 5 p.m. The Ocean Tsuxis is leaving for Kalama from there also to pick up corn, soy, or possibly wheat, leaving around midnight, arriving in Kalama maybe by about 5 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And the Great Fortune is leaving the Rice Island anchorage headed for Portland to pick up wheat at about 10 p.m. That would put her in the Portland area maybe about 4 a.m. on Wednesday. So you can see that sailors have to be ready to work 24 hours around the clock. And when ships are at sea, there are watches going on all the time, you know, shifts of people working all around the clock. We also have in the Rice Island anchorage one other ship, the Ever Grace, awaiting orders. And our outbounders, the Fuji Galaxy, is headed out of Kalama around 10 a.m. She will probably pass Astoria outbound then around maybe 3 p.m. The Dublin C is a, she's an ATB at rig, I think, is leaving Portland with petroleum on board. We're leaving around 10 a.m. You might see her outbound around past Astoria around 4 p.m. The Priv Aegean is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 11 o'clock. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 4. The Vamos is leaving Longview with wheat on board around noon, maybe about 3:30 p.m. You might see her glide past Astoria headed for the Columbia River Bar. The Albany Sound is leaving Vancouver. She's heading out about 2:30 p.m. You might see her pass Astoria outbound around 8:30. The Lone Star is leaving the port of Portland around 4 p.m. Maybe you'll see her pass Astoria around 10 p.m. The Saga Fortune is leaving the port of Vancouver. I think her cargo is steel. 5:30 leaving, maybe passing Astoria outbound around 11:30 p.m. The Asian Naga is also leaving Vancouver. I think her cargo of steel also leaving around 6, passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And the Buena Ventura is a bulk carrier at the Weyerhaeuser Salt Docks in Longview, heading out around 11 p.m. You might see her running lights if you're up late or early on Wednesday morning, passing Astoria outbound around 2:30 a.m. And our marine weather forecast, in addition to those advisories, we have southwest winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusts to 25 in the afternoon, but the wind is going to shift around to the south and even to 30 knots later in the afternoon as another weather system moves through. We got wind waves from the south, 4 feet at 5 seconds apart, then 8 feet at 6 seconds in the afternoon. So you can see those wind waves are going to be whipping up the waves as we head on through the day. And southwesterly swells, 6 feet high at 9 seconds apart. And rain is in the forecast. We're getting kind of sadly used to that these days. Well, I've been talking to folks at the Coast Guard locally, and I'm going to be doing an interview soon with some people there about Coast Guard operations in our area. But I was just overall noticing this weekend, because I get all sorts of email alerts about all kinds of maritime stuff, that I was getting a lot of press releases from the Coast Guard about rescues. And I get them a lot anyway, but this weekend just seemed to be a lot going on around the nation with regard to Coast Guard rescues. And it reminded me that U.S. Coast Guard operations is another maritime realm that is just about invisible to the public, yet it plays a really important role in people's lives here in Astoria and elsewhere on the coast. So this area near Astoria is home to a huge Coast Guard presence. The city is an official Coast Guard city, one of a little more than a dozen of them around the nation. We have three Coast Guard installations here on either side of the Columbia. We have Air Station Astoria at the Astoria Warrenton Airport. The Coast Guard cutter Fur and other navigational aids maintenance vessels are at Tongue Point, along with the Rescue Swimmer School and the Cape Disappointment Motor Lifeboat School and Coast Guard Station are on the Washington side of the river. So we have a huge Coast Guard presence here. We have a big Coast Guard housing presence here, so lots of Coast Guard families in our community. But the only time you really see any U.S. Coast Guard activity, if you're on land, for most people anyway, is when you might see one of those red and white helicopters flying by, or you might see one of the medium endurance cutters, the Steadfast or the Alert, at the 17th Street dock in Astoria. You might also see some smaller patrol boats out on the river occasionally. So unseen to most of us, the Coast Guard is doing things all the time in our waters. And they do law enforcement activities along the coast, but rescues are very, very big here. I remember a few years ago when I interviewed someone from the Coast Guard, they told me that here locally, we have at least one rescue a day. So every day, statistically, someone is being rescued by the Coast Guard. But I also looked up some statistics for over the course of a year in the United States, how many calls the Coast Guard responds to. So this is back a few years, 2013. But in the year 2013, the Coast Guard nationally responded to 38,163 calls. They saved 3,200 lives. 600 lives were lost. But they went out on 38,000 calls. That means an average of 100 calls per day come into the Coast Guard nationwide. And they take each one seriously. That's why when those hoax calls come in, it kind of makes them crazy, because they're already stretched thin as it is. They are the smallest of the armed forces. They are a part of the armed forces. And their force is smaller than the New York City Police Department. You may have heard that statistic before. So they're also tasked with homeland security responsibilities. So on the ships that come in here, they have a presence with that, inspections and all sorts of things that were added on their plate a number of years ago. Now, a little bit about some of those things you see going by, like those helicopters. They generally have four people on board, a pilot, a co-pilot, a flight mechanic, and a rescue swimmer. And those folks are very, very well trained in their jobs, so much to the point where they can switch crews, and people who've never worked together can get on a helicopter and work together as if they had been working together for a long time. So the training is incredible. The responsibility is huge. We also see those cutters that they do a big law enforcement, like the ones that are at the dock in 17th Street in Astoria. They do a lot of law enforcement. They also participate in rescues as needed. There are buoy tenders and icebreakers in the Coast Guard fleet. The buoy tenders have black hulls, the cutters have white hulls, and the icebreakers have red hulls. And you can sometimes see them if you travel to Seattle, because there's at least one or two of them that are based there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great day.